The Maharsha says that Hetzer Nedarim can be done with a Yochid Mumcha. But as relates to the Loch of Yochid Mumcha, this Machloikis, which the Ran quotes on Daf Chav Gimel, between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether the Yochid Mumcha has to have Smicha. According to the Ramban, Yochid Mumcha, that's Matan Nedarim, he has to be a Somach. However, the Rambam and Perek Vav from Hilchos Shavuos disagrees, and he says even as long as he's a Chochem Mufrak, even though he's not a Somach, he can be Matan Nedarim. The Rav said it would seem that according to the Ramban, that he has to be a Somach, HaTorah Nedarim is a Chalois, has a Chaloshim Havor, and Havor Mediraisa requires that he should be a Somach Smicha. However, the Rama holds that HaTorah Nedarim is a special halacha and doesn't depend on the general halacha of Chaloshim Havor and Kol Torah Kula. So therefore, even if he's not a Somach, just he knows the halacha, he's a Chochem Mufrak, that's sufficient. So now we understand the distinction between a Yochid Mumcha and a Bezin of three-head Yotos that can also be Matan Nedarim. So the Gemara says that Sovar Rav Yosef Lemema Nishalon Nedarim B'Shabbos B'Yochid Mumcha. B'Yochid Mumcha in B'Shloshet Yotos Lo Mishum D'Michzik Bezin. So three hadyotas is not because it's Michzik Adina, and that's not Mutu on Shabbos. So according to the Ramban, that the loch of Yochid Mumcha is a loch of Havor, so it's really not the Yochid Mumcha who's being matter. He's just paskening that this neder was tos. So then the neder betos is Mutu Me'elav. So therefore, there's no real maisa of the dayan, because the chochem himself is not the matter. It's simply that the neder falls by itself because it's betos. He's just directing us to a havor that this is called the neder betos. However, gimel hadyotos, chefter shabazdin, and their din is a din kol tar kula. And therefore, that's also to be done Nedarim B'Shabbos. However, according to the Rambam, who holds that the Yochid Mumcha doesn't have to be a Somach, and so it doesn't have a Chaloshim Havar. So he's not really, it's not a Bezdin. So that's why it's permitted on Shabbos.